your fire with.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if they wanted the fire to burn a long time, what would they put on it?
Well, they'd put more...
Bag loaves. Big bag loaves.
Mm-hmm. Like you see these people mm-hmm. cutting wood now for their fireplace in
right.
the country.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cut them thick. And that way they would last all night.
Uh-huh. And they call that a back log.
Uh-huh.
And it burn on. What about what would the little pieces of wood they used to start the fire?
Well, you would call that kindling.
Kindling.
Uh-huh.
That'd be what they call it.
Yeah, kindling
now,
wood.
Like in a fireplace or in your stove, either one. Would you have what would you have to clean out of? Did they have to
ashes?
They'd have to clean that.
Ashes.
Out? What about the black stuff?
Soot.
Did they have to clean that out?
Clean that ever so often.
Mm-hmm.
That would keep it from smoking.
That's in the soot box of the stove. You were talking about the cooking stove now.
Oh, in the cooking stove.
Uh-huh.
Not the stove that you use for heating. That'd
no.
Different.
No. So you had a queen heater. We had a stove you call a... Yes.
The heat. You are great. You are great.
You had a queen heater that you would use
mm-hmm.
for your heating purpose,
mm-hmm.
which was a thin stove.
Uh-huh.
And it would throw... You had a damper to it
uh-huh.
to cut it down or to make it go, you know,
yeah.
be faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would the smoke go out through on that stove?
You put your stove pipes.
Stove pipes.
Uh-huh. Your stove pipes through the...
Up in the chimney.
In the chimney. Uh-huh. And seeing it would go up.
Oh, that's... Well, now, when they had a fireplace, what would they call that kind of a shelf up above the fireplace that they...
That's a mound.
Now, in the way of furniture, like in your house when you were growing up, what would you have to sit on?
You would have chairs, but they'd be cane bottom chairs.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
And your floor would be bare, and you'd take and scrub it, and it would come just as pretty and white, and you use lye and soap powder.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Scrubbed it with
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh.
Like that piece of furniture like you're sitting on, now, did they have those back in long time?
Yes, they had what you call a divanet.
A divanet?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Really?
They were really nice. Now, they had wooden sides like
this. Oh, they
had, uh-huh. Yeah, it would be wooden,
uh-huh.
and it would be what we call... Well, it wouldn't be plastic. It wouldn't be like this. It would be more of a leather-like.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they had the chairs to match them.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They have the chairs to match?
To match the divanets. Uh-huh.
Well, now, like nowadays, like that one you're sitting on, what would you call that nowadays?
Well, we call this Well, we call it a sofa.
You call it a sofa,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. And that's that's one of the things.
Now this is a sofa bed.
Oh, it is.
This is a sofa, and the bed and mattresses
mm-hmm.
and the springs is already
in
this.
That.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know that's one thing that's really so interesting is like to see the difference in what people would call. Like you used to call it
uh-huh.
a divanet, and today you call it a sofa.
Uh huh. But now, Miss McCall, there is a lot of old antique stuff around.
Oh yeah.
And
uh-huh.
these different people's homes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They have a lot of antique because mm-hmm. I have a lot of antique stuff that belonged to his mother.
Oh, you do.
And a lot that belonged to my late aunt. She died in the year of 1930.
Uh-huh. Oh,
uh-huh.
I see.
Uh-huh.
And yours aunt.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And his mother died in 1951.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.